Hello, and welcome to the Let's Talk Attachments podcast. My name is Jessica Da Silva, and I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist and an attachment coach, helping adults end their unhealthy dating patterns and create stronger, secure relationships. Attachment theory gives us insight into how we currently experience love through understanding our earlier attachment dynamics. I created this podcast as a safe space to share stories and insights on different aspects of attachment so that you can better understand how this manifests in your own life. My only request is that you listen with an open heart and an open mind. So without further ado, let's get into it. Do you sometimes feel ashamed for how you experience love? You wonder, why can't I just be happy? Why can't I feel content all the time, or at least most of the time? Why do I feel like this? Why do I think like this? Why do I react like this? And then you seek advice or support and feel like you just have it all wrong, that you just got the short end of the stick, and perhaps you're just doomed when it comes to love. So a while back when Miles and I hit a rocky point, I went to a therapy appointment for some guidance, just with my own relationship. It's always helpful to get some outside perspective. And the therapist I hired had about 20 years of counseling experience, was happily married for about 23 years, lived on a farm, had several children, the whole shebang. And I had a feeling we had very different backgrounds and upbringings. But when I hired him, I was really drawn to his pleasant nature and the lifestyle that he kind of vaguely introduced online. So I brought up the anxiety I was experiencing in my relationship, you know, the indecision I had about whether we were compatible with each other or not based off of the conflicts we were having, my confusion, my inner conflictions, my dissatisfactions. And he went on to tell me a story about his wife, that when he met her, he just knew she was the one. And the ease and the flow of their relationship till this day, as if this was just the ideal dynamic. And as you can imagine, this was completely different than anything I had ever experienced. My history of love at first sight were more infatuations followed by trauma bonds. And the ease and flows were nothing compared to the highs and lows I experienced on a continuous basis. Even with secure individuals, I still managed to find flaws and create conflict. Miles is the healthiest relationship I've had. Miles is my current partner, and we've worked so hard on creating a secure bond, but I still see my insecurities surface from time to time, and his as well. And I wanted to highlight this in order to normalize these experiences. It's not about being perfect and having this fairy tale relationship. It's about acknowledging our weaknesses and normalizing our shortcomings, right? We are human. We come with our own baggage, and that's okay. And although my therapist meant well, I left that session feeling really confused, feeling really misunderstood, and just alone in my pain. Because from an attachment lens, right, the way he experiences love and connection is not the way I experience love and connection. And there's nothing wrong with our differences. It's just that these differences weren't acknowledged. And one was seen as more quote unquote normal than the other. So he didn't take into account that my fearful, avoidant attachment style can be uncomfortable with intimacy. You know, that with trauma, relational stress can cause my depression and anxiety to surface, which skews my perception of myself. It skews my perception of him, and it skews my perception of my relationship. That when conflict or differences arise, I question and go straight to maybe we should break up or maybe we're incompatible. That stability can sometimes feel boring and cause me to stir up drama. That stressful situations cause me to withdraw. That I can make myself the victim and not take responsibility for my own actions and behaviors. That I can easily find fault in others. that I can be selfish with my needs, that I can be overly sensitive and reactive, that I can take offense when my partner doesn't do what I want or be what I want, that I can have trouble expressing my needs, which is why they sometimes don't get met, that I can make my partner look like the enemy so I can feel validated in my experiences, that my trauma causes me to focus more on the negative than the positive, that I naturally gravitate towards chaos and have to make a conscious effort to choose peace. So although I know that all humans experience their own form of pain and suffering, I'm 99% sure that my therapist lives a very different reality than I do, which is why I felt so alone in my experience following that session. Thank God I was aware of his limitations, because all of us have our own limitations, right? Even as therapists, we have our own limitations, or else I could have easily taken his advice and ended my relationship without exploring other factors that could be contributing to the dissatisfaction I was feeling. And this is where finding a therapist or a coach or a mentor that takes into account other factors that could contribute to why why you're feeling the way you're feeling, or why you are the way you are, or experience love the way you do, is so important. Because although us trained professionals must do our very best to be unbiased, we are still human, and our perspectives and our personal experiences will seep into the way we teach our clients and the way we guide our clients. And although I hired him because he portrayed this, ideal life and relationship that looked very healthy, I think what I really needed was more understanding, maybe more transparency, and guidance for how I personally experience love and how love is experienced differently with everybody. So if you feel confused about your relationship, know that it's okay. You don't need to make any drastic decisions. Take some time to explore what you're feeling. Relationship anxiety is common for those of us who have an insecure attachment style. So whether you have an anxious, fearful, avoidant, dismissive, avoidant attachment, because of our deep-seated fears and insecurities related to relationships and emotional connections, right? So people with anxious attachment styles tend to be preoccupied with the fear of abandonment, right? So they often worry that their partners are going to leave them, which leads them to this like constant anxiety and need for reassurance in relationships, which can cause a lot of sabotaging behaviors. People with dismissive avoidant attachment styles are often uncomfortable with emotional intimacy. They may fear getting too close to their partners because it makes them feel vulnerable. So this fear of intimacy can cause all sorts of anxiety for them, and a lot of sabotaging behaviors as well, right? Pushing people away, ignoring people, ghosting people, dismissing people. Fearful avoidance, like myself, right? I have a history of having a fearful avoidant attachment style. We experience a lot of ambivalence in our relationships that leads to a lot of the anxiety that we feel. So fearful avoidance tend to switch between wanting connection to wanting to be alone, okay? Often debilitated by indecision. So as you can see, these fears are going to affect the way we experience love. And although, we can learn to become more securely attached, our journey is going to look and feel very differently than someone with who perhaps was raised with a predominantly secure attachment style, as I assume my therapist was. As psychologists say, we insecure attachers who are learning to become secure are called earned secure attachers, because we are making a conscious effort every day to be aware of our insecurities and respond in healthier ways. It takes work, you guys. It takes a conscious effort, and it is an ongoing journey. So to expect that you're just not going to have any more triggers or worries or fears or doubts or anxiety come up for you is unrealistic. It's not a part of our reality. Every human is going to have, insecurities to some extent. Yes, these things do get better. They do feel less intense as we work on ourselves, but fears and insecurities are still going to come up. right? Especially as we're going through different transitions, our relationship, you know, progresses, we go through different changes. So yeah, you know, there's going to be stress that's going to come up. There's going to be insecurities that are going to come up. None of us are immune to this. So I talk to a lot of clients that are in secure relationships. They're in secure relationships, you know, they're with secure partners, but they still experience relationship anxiety. So it's not so much an incompatibility issue as it is a personal issue that we must address, which is why self-awareness and self-acceptance and just transparency about who you are and what you're experiencing and how you behave is so important for, you know, our healing journey. We have to accept our shadows. We have to accept our weaknesses. We have to accept our flaws so that we can navigate these challenges more realistically and not put blame on other people, and not make drastic decisions because we were misinformed. So if I were to leave this relationship, I know that I will feel anxiety surface in my future relationships, even if it was with a secure partner, even with all the work that I've been doing to become secure myself. The solution isn't leaving my partner and finding this perfect partner who lives on a farm and can give me this fairy tale lifestyle with no conflict. No, it's about understanding my fears and working them out in this relationship, given, of course, that my partner is willing and open, and that I'm safe and that there's no harm being done to me, right? Our safety is always a priority. So if you're listening to this episode up to this point, it's because you can relate to this experience in some way, shape, or form. So before judging yourself or making any drastic moves with your relationship, take time to learn about your attachment style. Take time to learn about your partner's attachment style, how you experience love, how you experience anxiety, how that gets manifested in your relationship, and be mindful of the information and support you receive. Yes, people can give you guidance, and it can come from a good place. It can come from a loving place, but you must use your own discretion in figuring out what is best for you based on what you know about yourself, right? So honesty with yourself about who you are is really, really important. So I hope this personal share could give you some insight or at least some comfort that you are not alone in what you're experiencing, and to take your time with finding the support that is right for you. So thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you are ready to begin shifting your own attachment patterns, you can learn more about my digital courses and my one-on-one attachment coaching package via the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave a positive rating. Your support means so much to me.